Well, if that sounded like movie music from the 40s, that's because that's exactly what it was. That was Erich Wolfgang Korngold's score for The Seahawk, a Warner Brothers flick of 1940, and here it was performed by Charles Gerhardt and the National Philharmonic Orchestra. And you heard it on Evening Concert on WHQR at 91.3 FM, Radio with Vision. Well, it's my pleasure as part of Evening Concert to bring the works of unfamiliar and sometimes even brand new composers to your attention. About a year ago, I introduced you to music of North Carolina composer Bill Robinson, who lives in Raleigh. He and I keep up a regular correspondence, and he's a really good fellow. Bill is a physicist who just loves to write music, and that's probably a good combination. He has written a ton of violin sonatas, and I played you one of those about a year ago. It was the solo sonata, number 11. Tonight we're going to hear another work in the same genre. This is his latest, and it is for violin and piano. The title is the Govinda Sonata, and if you know about Indian religions, you know that Govinda is another word for Lord Krishna. So this is devoted to a higher authority. It has three movements. Flavors of Devotion is the first movement. Largo Govinda, which is subtitled Dark and Lovely, is the second movement. And the third one has the wonderful title of Power and Light. What a great name for a piece devoted to the high god of Hinduism. We're going to listen to Eric Pritchard, violinist for whom this work was composed and to whom it was dedicated. Eric is a professor of music at Duke University, and Randall Love is the pianist. This performance was made at Duke University in March of 2008, and it's a private label. I'm afraid you can't go out looking for it on the shelves, but Bill would like you to hear it at his website, BillRobinsonMusic.com. Here is Bill Robinson's Govinda Sonata. Music of Raleigh composer Bill Robinson. That was his Govinda Sonata for violin and piano, performed by Duke University professor Eric Pritchard and pianist Randall Love. Marvelous piece of music, and modesty should prohibit me from saying this, but the mastering of that recording was done by yours truly. One of my little contributions to the arts is to do digital mastering for various composers, and I'll never get rich at the rates I charge. I do it for free. It's my hobby, okay? But anyway, that was one of my recordings, and they were taken by a professional recordist at Duke. Okay, let's go on to our last work, which is a work of Frederick Delius that I'll bet you've never heard before. The title is...